Welcome to episode 108 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue our chronicle of wonders of the Middle Ages by looking at the Great Wall of China. Whoever planned up the Great Wall of China must have had the long term in mind. After all, it took almost 2,000 years for the wall to be finished. Construction started in the 5th century BC, although some say as early as the 7th century BC, and took all the way into the 1600s to finish. I can barely plan a month in advance, let alone 2 millennia. One pretty common statement made about the Great Wall of China is that it can be seen from space. This actually isn't true. NASA astronauts have tried it and say it was tough to see even when the sky over China was clear. And when you think about it, being able to see something from space isn't that remarkable. I mean, you can technically see anything from space. You're high enough up there, and if you have a pair of binocs, you could probably see your house. The iconic image of the Great Wall is that of a massive stone structure, but the wall wasn't built uniformly. Makes sense since it took 2,000 years to build. You'll find those classic stone sections of the wall in the eastern areas of China, but as you head west, you'll find that the wall was made out of less sturdy materials, things like dirt and grass, or even reeds, in parts of the wall that were built in the desert. Being a big wall, you might think it was built to keep people out, but it was really meant to be kind of a fast-moving warning siren, and to give a guaranteed clear path for the Chinese army to walk on if they needed to get somewhere quick. Interestingly, the name, the Great Wall of China, did not come from China at all. Indeed, it was rarely portrayed in Chinese art until a historian from the West, named Arthur Walden, first called it the Great Wall. The Great Wall was used as a defensive structure for military all the way until 1938, during the early stages of World War II, when the Chinese defended their homeland from the attacking Japanese. The wall, which has seen all sorts of weapons, from rocks to arrows to hammers, is now also pocketed with bullet holes where the battle took place. Thanks for tuning in to episode 108 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we stay in China to check out another wonder of the Middle Ages, the Porcelain Tower.